Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry. And therefore, on this blessed Sunday, thank God for his blessed word. As we wait for my brother Eddie Lee, to come on to head this message out, I have a caller here, and I'm going to click the caller on. God bless you, caller, who I'm speaking with.
Speaking with Brother John West Jr., servant of the Lord Christ Jesus.
How you doing, Brother John?
I'm okay. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So were you calling to listen in to the broadcast?
Yes. After I was listening to the program of the children, then I was calling to listen to the program, yes.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll set it up so that you'll be able to listen in to the broadcast.
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless.
All right, God bless.
Thank God for our brother, Brother John Welch. Thank God for him. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. He is truly indeed a blessing to have him in the body of Christ. Welcome to you, Sister Anderson. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. God bless you.
Good to hear from you. Thank God for you on this blessed day in Christ Jesus. Another blessed day in the Lord. Amen. So we just thank God for what he's doing and how the Lord is blessing his people far and near. Amen. And it's truly indeed a blessing. What the Lord is doing among his people today. And I'm just happy for the people of God, the miracles that the Lord is performing and doing in Jesus' name. So once again, thank God for you, sister, and for all the sisters in Christ, the prayer warriors. We're grateful to them and for all the people of God in Jesus' name. And we have been talking about this message of the Lord, the midnight cry that
Amen.
The Lord has commissioned to be told. And so we're grateful for such opportunity to be able to give this message out of the Lord to his people because they do need to know that God is, our Lord Savior Jesus Christ is speaking a word today. You know, he's speaking today. Amen. And
Amen.
I know that some of them been told that he's not talking, but he is. Amen. So having said that, I'm going to pass my brother on and my sister on here. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. How y'all doing?
God bless.
Shalom. Shalom.
Amen. God bless.
Shalom, America. And it's time of rejoicing because we have been given this moment in the history of God's planning, and he has kept us unto this day for this hour. So I'm grateful to be the taker of sharing and testifying and fellowship over the airwaves. And I live in the wonderful, great, noisy, windy, snowy city of Chicago, USA. And that's a great place to be because Chicago is full of a lot of darkness and a lot of confusion. So that's exactly where we have to be in the midst of the darkness. So wonderful news, all of y'all. Y'all still on the top side of the earth. That's good news.
Yeah.
And hallelujah. That's an added joy and victory that we're still here and we're still on the earth and we still got the mind to promote the kingdom of God and exalt Jesus Christ and the coming of Elijah, making the last call called the midnight cry. You're all too young. Y'all young ones, y'all don't remember this. I don't think Brother Nate, was he born? I don't think so. But when I was a little kid, I was about 5 years old, and there was we had a battery radio, and we lived in rural Warren County, Mississippi, on the farm, and I was 5 years old. So at nighttime, they would have these mystery series on the radio. You'd be, you know, at night, the kids come in and turn on, Bobby Banson, what was that? Then they had one called The Midnight Caller. And I couldn't wait to listen to this thing. When I was 5 years old, one of them was a midnight crawler, and they'll play the music and the midnight crawler, you know. And then they had Green Hornet. And then we had the detective story. I was about 5 years old. And we had a battery because we didn't have electricity at that time in that area, in rural county. They didn't have electricity running that far. Mm-hmm. But now, of course, they have electricity and everything else. It's like a suburb. The place is now a suburb, you know. And it's no longer a rural county. They done made a suburb of it all that. So I was thinking about that. Listen to that midnight cry. It would come on, zoom, and now we are proclaiming the midnight call.
Amen.
So it's just great again to see you all. I hope you all are keeping abreast of things that's going on around the world and the nation. And whatever the Lord is enlightening you with, it's just a joy that we have the insight to what heaven says about this moment. And they're having all kind of meetings in the governments around the world trying to reach a solution to these problems. And we have a heavenly mandate in view about what's going on with them. So don't have to be all this. And, you know, this is the heavenly report, and we're tuned into the heavenly report and the word of reveal for this moment. So that's great. It's called the midnight hour has come in God's plan.
Amen.
So good for you all. And
we want to welcome on Sister Stella. How you doing, Sister Stella?
Doing good.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Good
sister. How was the trip to Australia?
Oh, good.
I thought they were still holding you prisoner over there.
Oh, okay.
On our missionary trip, I've said this several times, on our missionary trip to Africa, Kenya, East Africa, they held us prisoner overnight. In an army camp, Brother Norm, Brother Larry, and myself, and another brother from Kenya. They held us what we call prisoner in the army camp. And so I kind of think we need to experience some things conducive to what they went through in the New Testament church. So when they held us prisoner, they marched us to this camp. It was a midnight. We was on the truck, and we was hitching a ride. It was late at night trying to get to this tribal, because usually you have to walk 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 miles. So it's nothing to walk 10 miles in Africa. That's not. So if you happen to get a ride sometime, you're very fortunate. So we were on the way to this tribe in Africa, and we was walking down this dark road, and I asked the brother, what time you think we're going to get there, by midnight? And we could hear some of the wild animals roaring, you know. And we walking, we walking, we're walking down this dark road. You couldn't see your hands because they don't have no lights out there. You know, we're out in the tribes. There's no lights shining like we have in the cities. And you look way over there, you might hear a gunfire or see a little spark or something, but you couldn't see your hand. So a truck came by, happened to come down that pass, and gave us a ride. We got in the back of the truck at the midnight on our way, and there were Watusi tribe. I don't know where you are familiar with the Watusi tribe of people in Africa. Nobody know about
no.
Watusi?
I've heard of them, but I'm not familiar with them. I heard of them.
They were what they call a royal tribe. They are supposed to be a royalty in Africa, royal tribe. And they're very unique, and they're very tall. A lot of them like 7 foot, 7 feet. And they're very tall people, and they're very royal people. They dress royal, they're different. They're very elegant looking. They're a warrior tribe, And I think they keep sheets or something. But anyway, they were in the truck, in the back of the truck, and they was in the corner when we got in. And I saw these tall people in the corner there, real tall, unique people looking. I said, Watusis. So anyway, we got to what they call a military stop where they check your passport, an army stop. It was about midnight. And this army stopped, pulled us over to check who was in the truck and check our passport. So they had a machine gun mounted over there at the stop, one of those old-type machine guns. So they pulled us out of the truck and took our passport, and the Americans, us, about five of us, and I started raising my voice and, hey, I'm getting sick of y'all stopping us every time we get somewhere. And so they was telling me, brother, cool it, brother. And I didn't see that machine gun over there at first, So I was telling them, look, I'm tired of this stuff. But brother said, hey, they had the machine gun pointed over there. So they marched us back to the military camp, and we slept in a tent, and the ground was wet. It was soggy and wet, and the military camp, they marched us, and the truck went on. So they questioned us, interrogated us one by one. So y'all need to have some of these good experiences. It's a faith builder. It's a joy builder, brother. So we need to have some of them good experiences that will really do things for your faith. I mean, actual living faith. Hallelujah. And those things happen on the military, on the missionary field. I think I wish it's possible for most of an American would have to go on training on the missionary field for 3 months or 6 months. I wish it, because it changes your faith and your commitment to God. It sees you where other people are and how they're living, how they're surviving, and how they receive you. We need to understand what the other world part of the world is going through, and what they're adapting and their culture and their life. In America, we just got it so easy. So blessed. And
amen.
Even the poorest person is considered blessed compared to all those people in different nations. I mean, compare it to the medical, the food, the economic, the jobs, the freedom. I know, even as black people, and even though we've been discriminated and racially discriminated, we're still blessed.
Amen.
I just thought I'd throw that in there. You can go on, but I just had to throw that in as a testimony. Anybody else want to? Holly, know that you're truly, truly blessed. Use that blessing for the good of God. And even in your complaining, turn your complaining into joy. Turn your complaining turn every morning, instead of complaining, just turn your complaining into joy. turn your words, get up in the morning. I know some things are difficult, but turn all your complaining into rejoicing.
Amen.
Rejoicing. And you'll see how the day will go. When you release mm-hmm. the praise and thanksgiving to the yeah. living God, you will see
Amen.
That will change the thing of that day for your life.
Amen. Amen.
It would make the devil step aside and God come by your side and say, you know, when you appreciate and value something, even
mm-hmm.
human beings, when you tell people you appreciate them and value them, it makes them want to do things for you.
Amen.
Well, when you appreciate the living God and you praise him, that's
mm-hmm.
why so much praise and worship in heaven. When you begin to tell the Lord instead of begging God, instead
mm-hmm.
of asking for everything, why don't you thank him for what he's done for you and keep your mouth full of praise and
yeah.
rejoice?
Mm-hmm.
And see, don't want
yeah.
to do more for you in the rejoicing than the begging.
Amen.
Yeah. Because when you appreciate something and you value
mm-hmm.
it and you begin to adore it, you cause
mm-hmm.
the best to come out of people. You can just praise
mm-hmm.
and worship.
Yeah.
I mean, not worship, but begin to appreciate your children, your grandchildren, or anybody. Don't you see change the scope of their thinking? And they begin
mm-hmm.
to think that they're worthy and valuable, and they will begin to bring the best out of them. So
yeah.
you can... Even pet
mm-hmm.
a dog, a dog will come growling
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. want to bite you. And you can
mm-hmm.
just begin to do something to him, and look why he'll drop his head and
mm-hmm.
wag his tail. Well,
mm-hmm.
and after a while, that growl will turn into a smile because he wag his tail.
Amen.
He starts smiling.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay. Everybody, you had food. You had so much food, you could throw it away. Now, each of us, in America, and those part of the citizen kingdom, we have, most of us have stuff, so much provision that we can throw stuff away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't believe it, go to the garbage dump.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
look in America,
okay.
an average person. Go in the garbage
Amen.
Dump. Yeah. And we need to teach our children to be thankful.
That's right. Don't you? Amen.
Mm-hmm. If, when I went to Africa, and I've been to a couple of other places, it changed my commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell on my knees in that hut, grass hut, slept in a grass hut. Any of y'all slept in a grass hut? Oh, okay. Then no.
No.
And it's so hot, they don't have no screens. And so the mosquitoes, you got to spray this stuff. And they don't have no screens like out in the tribal area. And so we slept on a grass hut. And by me being in the Army, it didn't bother me that much. I slept on the floor, on a dirty floor, whatever, you know, no big deal. But I did want some screens because the mosquitoes over there, they're like they – gonna make much mad at me. They didn't bother Larry, and they must have known them. So they must know I was a visitor. So we go. But anyway, I fell on my knees and repented. When I saw the people, and I met the people, how anxious they were. How hospitable they were, how loved those people. The African
mm-hmm.
people are an easy blessing. They are an easy. And they'll give you their last piece of bread. They'll give you their last
mm-hmm.
meal.
Mm-hmm.
They will give you, if they only have one loaf, they'll give you most all of the loaf and receive you with joy. We have in America, we need to turn this tide about this. What we lack, we need to rejoice
mm-hmm.
and thank
yeah.
God for all that we have that we don't appreciate.
Amen.
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 Thank
Amen.
God.
Amen.
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 I mean, most
Amen.
Of our half of our sickness come from complaining and murmuring.
Mm-hmm.
The other one third comes from unforgiveness and bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
uh-uh. Well, if you have to push the button where the problem is.
Amen.
And it says, oh, most have one-third of our oppression and anxiety come from not being grateful or thankful, but complaining and murmuring and grumbling.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
The other third come from bitterness, unforgiveness, mm-hmm. and holding anger.
Mm-hmm.
That anger is for the devil, against the devil.
Amen.
Not the people.
Mm-hmm.
Holding anger and bitterness. Be angry at the devil and his works. That's okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But the
mm-hmm.
anger that we have from being injured by people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us carrying scars and anger around
mm-hmm.
them for most of their lives.
Yeah.
And when you carry
mm-hmm.
that releases
mm-hmm.
poison, toxemia in your whole body
mm-hmm.
system.
Thank
your
me.
Whole bloodstream and all your brain cells react to that
mm-hmm.
unseething anger in you, turns mm-hmm. into bitter rage.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. I'm just
yeah.
telling you like it is.
Yeah.
Why people are dying
yeah.
early.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling
yeah.
you why some people are dying early when they don't have to die. Because Christ
mm-hmm.
made them to live.
Yeah.
To have life.
Amen.
I
Amen.
Said live and have life. And have it more.
Amen.
And have
yeah.
it more abundantly.
Amen.
I tell you yeah. that this curse of some of the things that we call come from the devil doesn't always come directly from the devil. It comes from
mm-hmm.
ignorance of
mm-hmm.
not knowing how to drink from the wells of living waters and stay alive and be well. Get rid
Amen.
Of the stuff. Get rid of the
Amen.
Anxiety, the bitterness.
Amen.
Replace it with the love
mm-hmm.
of God. Replace it with the love
Amen.
Of Christ. I'm
Amen.
Not talking about loving sin or loving
mm-hmm.
unrighteousness. That's not what
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about. Hallelujah. But there's
Amen.
things that happen to us through life. And
mm-hmm.
if we don't
mm-hmm.
take care of it, it injures our
mm-hmm.
inward man, and it causes
mm-hmm.
a bruise in our spirit and causes poison and open the devil's the door for the devil to
yeah.
afflict you. And
Amen.
He comes to rob you and steal from you. So let's close
yes.
the door and be
Amen.
Healed and well. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah,
thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Let us fight
Amen.
The Lord's fight, and let us not fight the devil's fight that he wants you to fight. Fight
yes.
the foot fight of faith against the
work yes.
of darkness. But that's not
mm-hmm.
fighting against people. Fight against sin and unrighteousness, but
mm-hmm.
not let your sword be against people. Well,
Amen.
Anyway,
yeah.
you will heal a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
In the early days when I was fasting, praying, before I would pray for somebody, I would consult the Lord why they are bound, why they are sick. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you need to find out what's the cause of it. And I was, more time than never, I would say, Who are you angry at?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who
mm-hmm.
has wounded you?
Mm-hmm.
Who has done evil to you?
Right.
Who are you holding a grudge against?
Yeah.
Well, I don't. I said no. Mm-hmm. Just think now. We all get injured and we all
mm-hmm.
have to be healed. We all get
Amen.
Suffering from things now. Let's be
Amen.
Honest. But that's,
Amen.
And I would ask them about whether they have any bitterness against anybody. I said,
mm-hmm.
you could be prayed for and prayed for and prayed for. But unless
mm-hmm.
you get that bitterness out of your life and
mm-hmm.
forgive,
mm-hmm.
they'll just be laying hands on you till he comes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just saying, you do you not know that you hold anger so long it turns into a cancer?
Yeah.
Well,
Amen.
Let me
Amen.
Tell you some facts about the law of sowing and reaping.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was experiencing some backlash in my life, and I want to know what causing this. So
uh-huh.
the Lord is so nice to let you know
mm-hmm.
you'll get rid of the garbage.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid
Amen.
Of the garbage.
Amen.
And be healed. He said, And he said, people can't, many of them can't be healed physically or emotionally until. All right, then. Let me cut it over to y'all now, because I was getting on how we can quickly heal ourselves in every area of our lives and what's causing it. And I know, because I experienced some of these things myself. I'm not telling you something. I'm saying some of these things I experienced in my life when the Lord exposed to me that certain people I didn't love. He revealed to sister who was on that paddock. He revealed about seven things why people are suffering, so why Christians are, so why they have, are suffering so many things. And one of the things he exposed to me, he said, you don't love like I want you to love. I mean, there's some people you... Some people you really don't love that much. He said you cut off your love with them. They don't deserve it. I said in your side, your reaction is they don't deserve it. So what do you do? What do you do for that person? You give them the third class love. Oh, you didn't know that was the third class love? You get them the trickle-down effect.
Yeah.
And what you do, and many Christians, they play the religious game, the hallelujah game, and praise your Lord game.
Amen.
And then they sing side of you, and they sing, and the person next to them, they can't stand that person. Until, listen now, how the devil is robbing and stealing us. And cheating
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But they don't have real love to that person that they're singing next to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah.
We have to teach the whole world.
Yes.
We are for to teach all nations.
Yes, Lord.
We are to be an example there to look, come from around the world and say, see this people. They're supposed to come from every place.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Let me say this one thing. When we was in that little church, and Brother Clark's house, and we had that little small place and people were coming in there, the first thing, when they opened that house or that door and come down that hall, they said, in Brother Claus' beginning church, and the first thing when they would open the door and come down the hall, they would say, ooh, such love. Before we said anything into them or preach anything, the first thing they said, wow.
I feel
the power of love.
Yeah.
That's the most convincing power, the most convicting power. That Jesus said, by this shall all men know.
Yeah,
you ain't
got to
say no word. You ain't got to preach. This going to preach to them. This going to preach to them. Okay. All right. Then. Who's next on the line? I'm with the Heavenly Report. I done said my said, so it's up, you know. I done said my report. The midnight cry. Answer to some of our problems. Thank you, Jesus. I got to get this in there. I'm sorry.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
When Trump was, Mr. Trump was, I didn't lack nothing about the man. No. And so, he had so many flaws and so many holes. He was just, you know, when he was running for president, I said, this man is nothing but a habitual liar and a trickster and a narcissistic ego. And I couldn't find it. I was like, oh, man, this man is a... Then the Lord opened my eyes and says, you don't know him like I know him. I know something that you don't know. In fact, I can see in places that you can't see. And I know the parts about him that you don't even know. And I know the beginning from the end.
Yes.
Amen. But the part that you look, he said, the part that you're looking at, and the part that you're looking, those things may be facts and truth, but I see deeper than what you see.
Yes.
Then he says, in Isaiah, he turned me to Isaiah 55. He says, You know what it said in Isaiah 55?
Mm-hmm.
He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
My ways are not your, as high as the heaven is from the earth, is
yeah.
my ways. I know things about people that you don't even know anything about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You only know what I show you and what I let you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you, the other part, you judge by your own perception.
Yeah.
He's a ego, he's a liar and a narcissist, but I'm going to use him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my mind says a different thing, but my heart says another thing. So we have
mm-hmm.
to be careful because we see very little and know very little.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Lord
mm-hmm.
said, I know all things.
Yeah.
I need Trump to be in that office at the first term. So he put him in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't approve of him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. Mm-hmm. I'll let that go. Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't want him to get in the second term. Now, I'm going to show you the difference. He could have got in the second term, but God couldn't use him in the second term.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't let him get in.
Okay.
See, the Lord don't think like we think and see like we see.
Amen.
So he's running around saying, you know, like now he's running around saying, okay, they stole the election. No, they didn't steal the election. No, they didn't steal the election from him. No, they didn't steal it. And see, you have to know the way of God and listen to him, what he says about it, not what you think.
Yeah.
Oh, I
yeah.
got it. Okay, I thought I'll throw that in there because the Lord taught me a valuable mm-hmm. lesson about the mind and the heart. Your mind
mm-hmm.
say one thing, but the heart reveals. God revealed much to the heart what he sees, what he said. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, then. Carry on.
Amen. Thank you, Chief.
Yeah.
We got about 27 minutes, and I want to give each one of the sisters something to say.
Yes.
So, sisters, y'all take it away.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Amen. Thank and I praise the Lord, because I tell you, I was talking to someone and I was letting them know, you know, that the Lord has spoken. His word is sure, it's true, it will not change. And he's calling these preachers. I know the brother been on the broadcast talking some time ago about the rapture, and he's calling these preachers that's misleading the flock. And telling them that there's going to be a rapture and war unto them. And also unto these charismatic preachers, he's saying woe unto them. And I just think and I praise the Lord because Jesus have not stopped speaking. He will continue to speak. And he said that he will continue to send his messenger until he's ready to come back, and his messenger will come with him. And I just thank and I praise God for the truthfulness of his word and that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he will not change. I thank and I praise the Lord for it because he is not like man.
Amen.
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 I thank the Lord, you know, for the word, the conversation that have went forth tonight. And you know what? I thank the Lord for all the broadcasts. I thank the Lord for the Facebook pages, the gospel of Jesus Christ that is going forth. I listened to Brother Lee, Brother John yesterday and today. And you know, and I just truly thank the Lord, you know, for the end time message, you know, that is going forth. And
yeah.
you know, I was listening to Brother Lee about the prayers, you know, that is in Scripture, you know, that we could use those prayers. And Brother John prayed the prayers every morning. And, you know, and I also heard Stella was talking about how the Lord was taking her back throughout the Bible and listen at the prayers, you know, that the prophets and different ones have prayed. And I just truly thank the Lord for his word, you know, that is going forth every day. You know,
Amen. Over the radio,
the broadcasters. I just truly thank the Lord, you know, for how he said out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, that every word just, and I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
I just thank the Lord, you know, how he you know, been blessing, and I thank his word, for his word is him, and his word is settled in heaven. It would not return to him void. And I thank the Lord how he blessed me over, you know, over this pandemic, and how he blessed me to really get into writing. And so he blessed me. I'm on my fourth book now. And
Praise the Lord. This fourth book,
he got me into prayer. And I'm learning so much, studying about the different people, how they prayed. And the Lord, he was letting me know that he healed the sincere prayer that are from the heart. And how that he is, how that those different people, the prophets, and how they prayed a prayer, and then how he turned around and he answered those prayers for them.
He's telling
me about Hezekiah, you know, how he just blessed, Hezekiah. He prayed this prayer because this king of Assyria was coming against Jerusalem, and he started talking about the Lord and boasting in himself, and he wrote a letter to Hezekiah, you know, talking about the Lord and talking about what he's going to do, you know, to Jerusalem and what he's going to do to him. And so what Hezekiah did, he took that letter and he went into the house of the Lord and he spread it out before the Lord, and he started praying. And when he prayed, the Lord, just in the finish of the prayer, the Lord sent Isaiah through a messenger to tell him that he had heard his prayer. And then in that night, the Lord sent an angel in the camp of the Assyrian, and he slew, I think it was 2,500 soldiers, you know, in that camp. And so the Assyrians,
I think it was 35,000.
Oh, okay, 35,000. Okay, then. So the Assyrian, I forget his name, started with an S. I can't pronounce it. And so what he did, he did not even do anything to Hezekiah. And he took, when they woke up that next morning, all those men were just, they were dead, laying on the ground. And so what he did, he left. And he did not come against Hezekiah, you know, to destroy Jerusalem. And so the Lord, he let me know that how he would, if we pray sincerely from our heart, you know, and then he said he hear those prayers. And so he just been taking me step by step to each one of the prayers that the people prayed and how they prayed a prayer and how God answered, you know. So then what he got me into now is you know, writing about a prayer, praying.
That's so much true. He's been taking me down that road, and I'm just getting into it. He said, go and see how they prayed.
And he said
you will learn something valuable that you're missing, and how and what and what you should pray, and how you should pray, and the time you should pray about this, how you pray about this, how you pray about it. He said, learn from the prophets. Go and see why I left all those prayers in the Bible, how they got answered, how they got their prayers through. And what was the difference between how they prayed? I left it for your learning. I left it for your learning.
Amen.
When he said, Lord, teach us how to pray, as you taught you I'm teaching if you go and learn how the prophets mm-hmm. prayed and what they prayed.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Learn how the apostles. But most of all, he stopped me years ago. He said, mm-hmm. read this prayer that most people do not mention.
Mm-hmm.
And he
mm-hmm.
said, the prayer that Jesus prayed in the 17th chapter
yeah.
of John.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Hardly
Amen.
Anyone mentioned that
mm-hmm.
prayer.
Yes.
But that is one of the most important prayers in the whole Bible. Because
mm-hmm.
it's a prophetic prayer.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Not
Amen.
Only
Amen.
A prophetic type prayer,
mm-hmm.
but it's a prayer that covers everything that you need in your life and in the
yeah,
church.
Yeah.
If
mm-hmm.
we would learn
yeah.
what that prayer means. And, the,
mm-hmm.
and go to the 17th chapter of John, and no people, no, you know, you don't hear too many people talking about they go to the Our Father with prayer. But you know, hardly ever few,
mm-hmm.
very few people mention that prayer that Jesus prayed before he left the earth.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
And he said they have kind of overlooked that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus prayed this prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if anybody know how to pray, what to pray, Jesus
mm-hmm.
ought to show them ought to know what to pray.
Amen. But, Amen. Amen. Amen.
So, thank you, Jesus. If we would go, and I'm going through now, I've been putting it off for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I started with the prayer that Moses prayed.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
I worked away
mm-hmm.
all the way back to
mm-hmm.
Abraham, the prayer that he prayed.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
Then I worked
Amen.
Up to Moses.
Mm-hmm.
He made certain prophetic prayers and such prevailing
mm-hmm.
prayer. And the prophet
mm-hmm.
Moses, and I looked at him. And
mm-hmm.
I learned one of the prayers. Then I went on to the prayer
mm-hmm.
of Jabez.
Amen.
The prayer
Amen.
Of Jabez. It's a very short
Amen.
Prayer, but it's the
mm-hmm.
most powerful,
mm-hmm.
devastating prayer. Very short.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Some
Amen.
Prayers can
Amen.
Only be
mm-hmm.
1 minute.
Amen.
Some
Amen.
Prayers can be
Amen.
With 30 seconds.
Amen. Amen.
Let me say this one example. There was a guy that had... on my job, had tuberculosis. He had been tested for TB. And I'm
mm-hmm.
working inside of him. His name was Lee, just like my Lee. We just talked. And he's a Catholic. And I was trying to tell him how God works in today, and God still works and starts speaks and starts still working, and Jesus still works. And he kind of laughed, you know. I said, I tell you what. And I'm talking to him and working. I said, when you go back to the doctor,
mm-hmm.
I say, the doctor is not going to find anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't go through no hour prayer or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I did? What I did when I went home,
mm-hmm.
I knelt down, and I said, I prayed a one-line prayer.
Yeah.
Then the Lord said, get up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
mm-hmm.
need to pray no hour prayer, no 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I prayed a few
mm-hmm.
seconds, and the Lord says, done. I got up, and when he went back to the
mm-hmm.
doctor, he came back laughing and kind of like he didn't want to tell me the doctor couldn't find nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Sometimes we think that all prayers have to be long.
It
can be 30
mm-hmm.
seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
In 10 seconds,
mm-hmm.
it says three words prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who wants to finish?
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're very grateful for this opportunity to give the word of God to those who are listening. I thank the Lord for the work he's doing in these last days. And I thank the Lord for revival in my spirit concerning the work of the Lord in these last days.
Thank God.
I think that
yeah.
many people in the Church of Christ, the Alive and Message, have taken it for granted. And they have yet to see the importance of this work. Now, if we look around
yeah.
and look at Christianity itself today, if you don't see where this place of this work is, then you really need to go to the Lord and ask again.
Okay, you need it because now holiness is being shown that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
People are frowning. When you preach a sermon on holiness, they want to get up and leave the chair. You know, and these are the same folks that's falling on the floor, like they're speaking in tongues and doing everything.
Well, bring it. Okay. Yeah.
When you talk about holiness, the first thing they tell you is, well, God, no, I'm not perfect. Well, see, that's an excuse that they're bringing. And so now the spirit of the world has intertwined with the people. And now, as I said before on the broadcast yesterday, Christianity is really being laughed at. It's being laughed and mocked at. Okay?
Yep.
And the Lord speaks about the standard to be held up.
Yeah.
And I'm here to say that it is a test.
Yeah.
And it is a test that when Brother Clark said, you better find out from the Lord Jesus if this work is true. You need to know it for yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
And I understood after so long why he said that. Because this got to be, first of all, a personal walk with the Lord. It is a humble way.
Amen.
And it is a way that you're going to be tested. It is a way that you're going to be treated like you're a disease. It is a way that people supposed to be Christians don't want to have nothing to do with you. It is the way, but the test comes is you're going to continue to proclaim the way of the Lord.
Yeah.
The test is going to be whether you're going to continue to proclaim it. I don't care who come, who go.
Yeah.
Who want to go, who want to leave, okay? The thing is, are you still going to proclaim this work of the Lord?
Amen.
Because in Christianity today, you're going to see who really wants to come together.
Yeah.
You're really going to see this because the message is out now that we all serving the same God, which is an excuse for not really coming together. We're serving the same God. So when you talk about how we're not really one, that's the excuse they come back with. And they say that the Lord is pleased with the way we look today. And I disagree with them strongly. Because he did not set us up the way we look today. He didn't set us up like that, okay? He didn't set us to be divided and separated. And the devil knows that a house divided against itself can't stand. And so therefore, he's becoming more bold, Satan is, because the church is doing more hiding. And the more we hide, the more bold he's becoming. Now he's even coming into the church buildings, okay? He's taking over services, okay, because he became more bold now. And now you have some Christians asking the question, is the devil stronger than God? Because what they're seeing is the boldness of the enemy because the church is high. The word of the Lord speaks to things that are controversial between Christians, not between other religions. Between Christians, when we read the word of the Lord carefully, each thing that Christ speaks on has been controversial among Christianity. And what he has been doing in sending his message, he's been settling the dispute. And all those that receive the word is going to be settled. It's going to be settled.
Yep.
He settled a dispute between the disciples when they asked him, who is the greatest? He settled it. He settled it. In other words, he let them know, you're worried about who's the greatest. You need to be worried about entering the kingdom. This is why he brought the child up there first and let them know, this is the most important thing. Y'all arguing about something that's nonsense. Argued over here about what to name the church. And Jesus said, why do you dispute about such a thing? Have you not read the scripture? And he settled that dispute. And when you read the word of the Lord, he is settling disputes. You got people that say Jesus is a prophet. Jesus in his word said Jesus was never a prophet. Okay?
Never you have people saying that prophet is Jesus. He sent his angel messenger and said, no, John said, that I am that prophet. Okay?
Yeah.
So, and these are not just ordinary disputes. These are things that have caused bad separation in Christianity.
Amen.
And the Lord said, I'm going to cause all Christianity to flow together.
Yes,
and to
amen.
All that hear the word of the Lord, he said, this is where the elect going to come from. We've been preaching about the coming of Christ. We've been preaching about the bride. But we overlook the process that he's going to take the people through to become the bride. We overlook that.
Amen.
When I say we, I'm talking about Christianity as a whole. Because why? We wait any day now to be snatched up. We're waiting to be snatched up any day. We're looking to be driving in the car and God just snatches up. Why? Because that's the doctrine that we put out there. And we're talking about he's coming back for the bride. But the way the bride look now, he ain't coming to grab no bride right now. She got to get ready, and she ain't ready. She's not ready.
Amen. Amen.
She's looking kind of, she looking pretty rough.
Kind of raggedy.
Amen.
And so I thank I thank the Lord, because I am humble, that he has entrusted such an authority to give this message. I'm humble. I think of it the more. The more I think about it, I'm humble to have this opportunity. Okay?
Okay.
And people don't know.
Right.
When people turn away from this message and start talking about it, start talking about this way down and all that, they just give me more fuel to preach it. Really, that's what they do.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
It just fuels me to preach it more.
Stand up, you know. Stand up, be counted. Stand up and be counted. Stand up.
Yes,
dividing
Lord.
Line. This message is the dividing line. This angel message is the divining. It's separating the wheat, the tares. It's separating the ears and the worms that will come all the way in the Lord's plan. Deliverance. You notice he keeps saying deliverance. It's found here. Why he keeps using that word? Deliverance. Because they understand how they're going to be delivered in this hour that's coming. Let's pray for Joel Osteen. And Brother David Carroll. I know those shows.
Amen.
He keeps putting in my mind to pray for Joel Osteen. Also to pray for Brother David Terrell. So Father, as we Eco Shanta Sita.
Lord Jesus,
Lamb of God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You put in the hearts to reach out to the Pastor Joel Osteen there in Texas, and Brother David Terrell, you know your servant, the evangelist, and your apostle, and your prophet. Thou knowest what thou desirest to do and bring about. So we lift our hands that you will reveal your purpose and plan and
Lord
a visitation that will come to them and their eyes may be opened. And that you will use Brother Terrell to again awaken and go to the nations as it was Elijah. Let Elijah's anointing and mantle unfold itself
and
make itself known in your visitation to these men that
Lord
they might understand
Jesus.
More perfectly and completely your plan in the latter day. Or anoint their eyes to see, their ears to hear, their hearts to receive and believe, and make them even a double, triple blessing, and open their eyes, and breathe on them, for you know your desire towards them and your purpose. In this last hour, we pray and we believe that you anoint their eyes to see and their ears to hear in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you've been listening to the message that's been given tonight. And we love you all in Jesus' name. And ask for Brother Lee and Brother Nate
This is with Sister Anderson, Sister Teague, and Sister Stella Dickens. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
God bless. Thank God.
Be well.
Thank God. For the witness. Yes.